It was a bigger margin, of course it was. Listen, 11-9 would have been thinking more justified, I think, the score. He didn't hit his doubles, and that was the difference. You know what I mean? He had shots, and he just seemed to miss them. You know, the 1-2-1, I think he missed twice or three times. He was unlucky. You get the trebles, lovely, sweet as a nut, and then he just missed the last one. But he was putting his arm up. I noticed as the dart was going through, he just seemed to know it missed. Whether he's that accurate, I don't know, but he just seemed to know it wasn't going to go in.
You've always had great support at this BetVictor World Match Play. Do you think it's even more so this year?
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. Barney normally has Barney Army all through the match. Not tonight. He didn't get it tonight. And whether that put that little bit of pressure on him, whether he tightened up a little bit, I don't think there's anything wrong with his scoring. He just missed them couple of doubles. That was all it was.
Do you think that the support, even more than normal, could make a difference for you over the course of this tournament?
I think it does against certain players. I think if Michael beats Simon tonight, which is going to be close, he'll get the same. So we'll see. I mean, I'm enjoying it. I'm relaxing. So it doesn't make any difference to me. If I win it, I win it. If I don't, I don't. I keep saying the same things, but I'm just enjoying every minute, to be honest.
You keep saying the same things, Phil. But you say it doesn't mean anything, doesn't make any difference to you. Surely it does. It's your favourite tournament.
I'll probably give 400 trophies away over the years. I can't. What am I supposed to say? I mean, you know, if I win 15 world titles or 16 world titles, I've won 17, it ain't going to make a scrub of difference, really. Only a few more pounds in the bank. That's all it's going to be. A bit more tax to pay.
Well, in your final campaign at your favourite tournament...
It feels weird. I know what you're saying. It feels weird that you've got me in this state of mind. You've never had me in this state of mind before. And I suppose it's a bit bewildering to you how I'm talking, because I've always been one who wants to win it. But I do want to win it, don't get me wrong. But whoever I play in the next round is going to have to play me and play a relaxed Phil Taylor rather than somebody that's under pressure. And that's when you play better.
Well, in that instance then, would you like to face the current world number one, Michael Van Gerwen?
I'd like to spank him. I'm not so much play him, I'd like to wipe the floor with him, I'll be honest with you. I find him cocky, of course I do, but that's the way I was. But you do, of course you do. He's there to be beaten down, do you know what I mean? But he's getting away with a few things, obviously. You know, he's putting people under pressure.